a Day FM breakfast. M, Grant and Ed.
Hello, podcasters.
Hello, good morning. You took Barnaby Joyce to task and I enjoyed it. I refused to do the interview because I think he's a massive douche lord. You did it and you annihilated him.
Well, you and I are different in that way that when there's things like that, those sort of...
I get stressed.
No, I know, but I kind of... I enjoy...
Yeah, other people's discomfort.
Yeah. But not in a, like, but only in that way that he's brought it on himself.
Yes.
And the only bit that he snickered at, because you couldn't see, you know, I could see him, obviously. Mm. The only bit where he snickered was when I suggested that he would be better off if Bill Shorten won the election so that he could come back like John Howard, and his book was called Lazarus, that he could then take over after that. He snickered. He looked at me and snickered like... That's a good one.
I just admire. I didn't want to be a part of helping him sell a book. I think he's despicable. And so that was, but I'm thank you for letting me not take part in it. That was kind of you. And B, thank you for just nailing his balls to the wall. It's just gross.
He knows he's done. And that's
Does he?
Yeah,
did you get that vibe?
Oh, God, yeah. He knows he's done. But the frustration for someone like Barnaby is that he knows he's done in a political sense, but in a popular sense, he would be just fine.
Mm, 100%.
So that he knows who he's speaking to. And look, his point, I was happy that Grant asked him about the farming thing because that's, as the Nationals leader, that was his job, is to be that voice. Mm. And that's been taken away from him. And I could genuinely tell that was hurting Barnaby.
That
he does genuinely care about that.
Great.
Truth bombs. Why does Grant still race cars?
Oh, my God. Salt and pepper, Spinderella cut it up one time.
The Block, Hayden and Sarah.
Oh, yeah, they were lovely.
Nice couple.
I like them, and their dynamic did remind me of Scotty and
I. Yeah, nice couple.
And we also donated money, the station did, to our rural aid for the Black Time Boots Ball. Grant was very surprised, which is nice.
Yeah, $5,000. Thank you very much to Day FM. Yeah. And go and buy a bale. It's really easy.
Yeah, right now, $20.
$20.
Buy a bale.
And we'll get a full report of how the Black Time Boots Ball went with yourself and Grant and everybody on Monday. Have a nice weekend, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Tell me where the freaks at.
Yeah, Friday.
Yes.
Good morning, all.
Morning. There it is. Hi, Friday.
Hi, Friday. This weekend, Timmy Trumpet is at the Moonrise Festival in Baltimore.
Wow. Oh, he's left the Eastern European block.
Yeah.
Jeez.
They love him in Baltimore, though.
Baltimore,
Maryland.
Okay.
He's going to be playing at some kind of frat party. That's what I imagine.
That's a Moonrise Festival. We just said that.
No, he's going to... Every party that I imagine in my brain ends up being a frat party, a university frat party.
Why?
I don't know.
Stuck in 1990
I watched
American.
A lot of 90s movies. I never got invited to a lot of parties, but if I had that's how I imagined them all to be. Just like people being held upside down when they drink a keg, that kind of thing.
I went to a frat party once at Old Miss University.
What was it like?
It was exactly as you would imagine it.
Yes.
Exactly as you'd imagine it.
Playing with some big names, guys. Emancipator, Excision, and Diplo.
All right, Emancipator.
What's Emancipator's big hit?
Talk amongst yourselves. Big show today.
You guys interviewed Barnaby Joyce. I flat out refused to be a part of the interview, so thank you for doing that for me. We have $64,000 Secret Sound Grant Denyer.
Whoa, she's just getting up there. Big chunk of change up for grabs.
It's huge. And the New South Wales...
The more I listen to it, though, the less I have an idea of what it is.
Yeah, that's what happened.
We also have the New South Wales block contestants on. And, Grant, I mean, you're well across this. A huge R&B Friday. We are announcing the artists who are performing at R&B Fridays live.
They're so big that I'm not allowed to look at the list just yet. You're going to just blow my tiny mind when we drop that on you, Sydney. You're going to love it.
Yeah, can I tell you, I have looked at the list because I'm allowed to because I'm trusted with it. And it's massive. The headline act is genuinely huge.
That is good. Emancipator. It seems as though his largest hits were something called Ghost Pong.
Oh, I love Ghost Pong.
And, and then
it's Majestical.
And then he does a lot of, like, he's a remixer.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
His real name is Doug.
Yeah, his real name is... It's Douglas Apping. Douglas, get out of your room.
That's nice. I love that.
We're starting with the... Our engine starter is up next. Mm. A shocking admission by one of our producers, Max. Max will be in the studio next to give you a shocking admission. Max, are you there?
I'm here.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, a shocking admission from a 24-year-old. That's next.
Sydney, start your engines!
Start your engines, brothers!
And look, as tempting as it is to talk about the 8-kilogram potato that's grown into the shape of a human foot.
It's incredible photo.
But
that
what
is.
What about also the attack on this on the the statue?
Oh, cenotaph?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's you can't do that.
No.
No. Well, yeah, those are both interesting stories. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. No. But we are going to focus on Maxi. Morning, Maxi.
Morning, guys.
Our intrepid producer. Now, Maxi, you are how old?
I'm 24.
And today you've done something for the first time.
I have, for the very first time, tried Skittles.
Now, remember, Maxi's never tasted coffee either.
Yeah, never had coffee.
Oh, wow.
It ever in his life tasted it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Had any.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, no. Yes, I knew that about
coffee.
So, Maxi, you've tasted the rainbow. Is your life just never going to be the same again? Is that what you're saying?
I was out in the airlock before we started, and someone was there from the show before, and they were like, hey, do you want some Skittles? And I thought they had, like, chocolate in them, like there was some kind of, like, fruity M&M.
Yeah.
This stuff's delicious. Have you guys tried it?
Yes. Yeah, a long time ago. Okay. Why have you never gone there, though?
I don't know. I think I always thought it was an M&M with, like, fruit flavour. And it just...
But surely you, when you're a kid, like, other kids had them and they were around. They were in your orbit.
Yeah, I just...
What's your favourite colour?
Oh, they're also, this red one is really delicious.
Yeah, like, red.
It's just, red. It's really yummy. And the purple one.
Not on air.
Okay. Oh.
So, we're trying to talk to you.
Too.
Can we go back to the mutant potato? Because you know I am eating 5 a week at the moment.
Oh, you are too.
Oh, yeah. It's not that many, is it?
It is. Big, you know, they're going to be able to get
the jacket potatoes.
The actual
not
jacket
just
potatoes
normal.
Filled with bacon and sour cream because I'm pregnant and I'm just craving bacon and sour cream and potatoes. And I am now eating about 5.
That's yummy.
This mutant spud that looks like a human foot that weighs 8 kilograms, please. I mean, do we have any more information of where I can go and get it?
It's we'll put the photo up on Insta. It is like if you were like a conceptual artist and you tried to do this, you wouldn't be able to do it.
It's perfect toe formation.
And not only that, look at the roots that are sort of growing on the top of the foot that almost represent like human hair growing
on top
of a hairy foot.
Yeah,
toe pubes.
They absolutely do. It's
like that potato that looks like Peter Dutton. And, oh no, hang on.
No, that's just Peter Dutton.
Barnaby Joyce is doing a book tour. As odd as that sound, it's true. It's called Weatherboard and Iron, Politics, the Bush and Me.
Oh, my God.
And it centres around his sort of his rural life and then goes into the most recent stuff.
Does it?
Well, yeah, but we'll talk about that. Hill's going to tell us about that at 7:40.
Okay, great.
But the bit we're going to focus on now, Em, because you weren't here for the interview, but Grant and I were. But Grant, you had noticed something in the farmers that you're speaking to have been very unhappy. The government made this big song and dance about how they had 12 grand for every farmer. But then the farmers that you spoke to had said that there's too much red tape, you couldn't get the money, and that there was grandstanding and they weren't actually being helped.
Not one farmer we know has managed to navigate the paperwork and successfully get any of the funding that's been available for them.
And also, why now when it's suddenly public and politically, you know, expedient for them to acknowledge it? The farmers have needed them for a year and a half.
Yeah, they're too late.
Yeah.
You know, and in times of drought, perhaps minimum wage of $25,000 would go a long way. 12 grand's not enough. Not only that, you can't access it.
So weirdly, it was kind of good to have both things ready to talk to Barnaby about. So we started by asking him about his growing up in the rural areas and how that affected him.
Obviously, we're much like you. You were born in Tamworth. We're regional people and we're farming families. We're fifth generation, I think, in our family. So pretty devastated to hear just what the fact that the whole state of New South Wales has now been drought declared.
Yeah.
Rough state of affairs. You'd be seeing plenty of that out your way as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely, Grant. And I'd like to commend the work Shezzy's doing. It's I know she's got the ball on this weekend at Bathurst. I think it's what's Black Tie and Boots.
That's
so good on her. And everybody's doing their bit. Was up there packing hampers for guys who are really under, families really under the pump, and trying to make sure we push policy in Canberra so we bring about the changes that keep these people with dignity in their lives and ultimately keep them on the land, because we don't want to lose them off the land. If you lose them off the land, it'll just become corporatised and be owned by the Chinese or somebody else, and that's not what I want.
Yeah, it's fair enough. We kind of are facing the collapse of rural Australia if this continues like it is. We're seeing farmers everywhere that can't afford to feed themselves, let alone grow food for the rest of the country. Like, it's a situation that's terribly critical. The government has jumped in and given each farmer $12,000. Is that enough? Because what we're hearing is it's not, and it's too many hoops for them to jump through to receive it. Not one farmer that we know has successfully been able to navigate the paperwork to get the funding.
I acknowledge the second part of how complicated it is, and we need to do something in that space to better streamline it. I think sometimes you put so many caveats on getting hold of money that in the end people just don't even bother trying to apply for it. Mm. On the first issue of whether it's enough, nothing's ever enough if you're totally under the pump, but it's got to help. You know, we've got to try and help people get through. We can't actually pay all the farm bills. It's just not possible. But you can try and keep dignity in their life by making sure they can keep the groceries paid for, keep the fuel paid for, keep the phone paid for. Those sort of bills are vitally important. And the question has to be to the Australian nation, how are we going to move these people ahead? How are we going to pick them up and take them forward? Or we just ignore them? You can't say to them, oh, mate, just sell up and go to Sydney. And say, well, sell what up? No, if I sell up, it means someone else is buying it and moving into my problem. And by the way, no one wants to buy where I live.
Okay, so the 627, that is the first part of our chat with Barnaby. There he's talking about the money that the farmers haven't yet been able to get hold of, Grant Denyer. Mm-hmm. So now at 7:40, you're going to hear about all the other stuff. All the sex with the staff and the baby and how is he feeling now. And you and I both found his demeanour to be... Well, how did you find his demeanour?
Dismissive of that particular topic. Yeah. Not comfortable. I think he would hope it would all sort of go away, which is weird that you would bring a book out when you just spent all that time running from it.
Which is exactly the first thing I ask him. All right.
Let's just say Mr. Ed Cavalier perhaps may have loaded both barrels.
It was a bit of fun. I was having a good old time.
You sure were.
I was having such a good time.
Now we're doing something that you came up with, Sheeran or not Sheeran.
Yeah.
Because, you found out yesterday that he has written a lot of songs you're unaware of.
No, I had no idea how far his tentacles had gone into pop music.
Mm-hmm. He also has a record label where he tends to sign really lilty kind of folky dudes, and they all release music that sounds very similar. So there's that aspect as well. So he's also got his own artists that he's putting out there.
It's like a virus.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play Sheeran or not Sheeran. You're representing some people for a lovely night a raunchy night.
Oh yeah, at Radisson Blue Hotel. Treat yourself to 5-star luxury at Radisson Blue Hotel, Sydney. So Rachel's done the right thing from Glendenning, and she's gone Team Ed. And poor old Brianna from Hurstville, she's been left with Team Grant.
Okay.
Great choice, Brianna. You'll be fine, darling. I got you.
Okay. Thank you. You didn't choose him though, did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Why are we talking to Brianna? Now right. Hey, Rach.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you feeling on Team Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, very confident.
Yeah, kick back, relax.
All right, here we go for the inaugural edition of Sheeran or Not Sheeran. Okay. Here is song number one. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me,
baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance for me. Now this is
Ed's buzzed in first.
Oh, do you have to buzz in?
Yeah, you got to buzz in.
Ed. So this is a former One Direction guy, Liam Payne.
Correct.
Him trying to be coolies.
Yes.
Sheeran.
Correct, Ed.
Yes.
Here we go. Now, name as buzzers.
Yeah, thanks for that, because I would have buzzed in first had I known that was the rules.
All right, here we go. Second song, Sheeran or not Sheeran?
Whoa.
Grant.
Yes, Grant.
Not Sheeran.
Correct.
Oh, goodness. That's one of my all-timers. What a song.
All right, one each.
This is fun.
Next one. I don't want to hear sad songs anymore.
I only want to hear love songs. I found my heart up in this Grant. Place
tonight. Grant?
Yes, Grant.
Not Sheeran.
Incorrect.
Ah!
That's a Sheeran?
Yeah. That's a Sheeran. Rita Ora, your song.
Whoa.
Oh, I can hear Sheeran. That stinks of Sheeran. It's got the red juice all over it. All right, next guess is the decider. Here we go. First one in.
Please excuse my writing. Ed.
Okay, Ed for the win.
I feel like this is a trick question.
Yeah,
it sounds so Sheerany.
That, yeah, same.
That I'm going to say Nah, I'm backing him in. He's going bald, but he's got a long comb over. He's got all the money in the world. Just get a hairpiece, mate. It's Sheeran.
Incorrect. God, no, we've still got to go one more because they're on one each.
Yeah,
okay, we're going down another tiebreaker. Sheeran or not Sheeran? Here we go. I wanna
go. Grant.
Ah.
That's a Bieber.
Sheeran.
Bieber?
Correct.
Oh. Yeah.
Grant, then you take that. Sheeran or not Sheeran?
Brianna, you've won yourself a trip to the Radisson Blue. Well done.
Yay, thank you so much. Well done, Grant.
Does anyone, does Justin Bieber do anything? What does Justin Bieber actually do? I love Rachel, so Rachel's getting tickets to go the movie tickets. Hang on, so how many of Bieber's songs has Sheeran just knocked
out? I think he's written quite a few. That was Major Lazer.
Is he writing for the Lazer?
Yeah, Lazer, Feet, Bieber, written by Sheeran.
Oh, wow.
I mean, what a trio, guys.
Why don't we just go all
they
Sheeran?
They say Lennon McCartney's the thing, but my God, Lazer, Sheeran, Bieber.
Why don't we just go all Sheeran? Is there a station that goes all Sheeran?
We could probably do that.
All Sheeran all the time?
Yeah.
Most stations.
Yeah, so there you go. Good. I love that. That was a fun game. Sheeran
thank
or
you.
Not Sheeran. Thanks, guys.
The only way to get even more M. Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au.
Just a very, very quick one. Yesterday I'm at home and Tiff and I were discussing tax.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
Some sexy talk.
Really getting in there. Woo,
I like that type of thing. As you can imagine, I like that type of thing.
Is that foreplay?
Yeah. I love it, but Tiff just glazes over.
Were you fondling an abacus at the time?
An abacus? Don't you have an accountant?
That's how I imagine how he would do it.
Okay.
No, I had no abacus. Yes, we have an accountant, but I like to get on top. You know, I like to get on top of it and
oh,
be
imagine
really
being his accountant.
Oh my god!
We're in contact a lot.
He'd be on a watch list for 5 different accounting places.
I don't imagine you have the shoebox routine.
What's the shoebox routine?
With the
receipt. This is where you throw every receipt just in a shoebox and then just drop it on the desk of.
Yes,
of
bank the statements like the rest of us in 2018.
Yeah, and also, but are they all color coded? It's brilliant. It's a really great system I've got going.
Color coded. And continue.
Tiff goes, and I was talking to Tiff. I was trying to talk to her about it. She was doing something else. She didn't want to know about it. Mm. She turned to me and she said, "You know what?" I said, "What?" She goes, "I wish I could just lobotomize you. Just take half of your brain and remove it."
What?
I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "All the boring stuff I just cut out."
Oh my God. What are some of the other things she cut out? What is in that lobotomy besides tax talk?
I don't know. I did not. I was so offended.
Are there so many things that you need a complete lobotomy?
I was so offended. I took my color-coded folders and walked off.
I love that there's no middle ground for Tiff. It's not just, it's either that or lobotomy.
Yeah, that's
She's missed some steps, but I'm here for it.
She's just had it. Alpha Bucks Kids, 13, 10, 60.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alpha Bucks Kids.
7:03. Let's see if we can't give away $10,000 on a Friday to a very smart kid. And this morning we say hello to
9-year-old Cooper from Barnia Public School. Are you ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks, Cooper?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
We spoke to you before. You said you're a bit nervous, but don't worry. We're going to be so kind. Grant Jenny's going to give you your letter.
Yeah, your letter is H today. H for Harry. Okay, does that make sense?
Yep.
All right, 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with that letter H. If you get it right, you'll score $100 for each correct answer and $10,000 if we can get them all. Now, if you don't know an answer, just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. And Mum and Dad can't help. This is all about Cooper. You ready to go, mate?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Name an animal.
Horse.
A book.
Harry Potter.
An item you plug into your iPad.
Pass.
A girl's name.
Pass.
Something that grows on your head.
Hair.
Something you can order from McDonald's.
Hamburger.
Something you use at school.
Pass.
A TV show?
Pass.
Something a builder does?
Hammer.
No.
He said hammer.
I think I just heard Cooper say hammer.
Hammer.
Deep voice.
Even Cooper knows he's done. $400, Cooper, for you, and $400 for your school. 400, Cooper.
Did you just say?
Thanks. Yeah, good on you, mate.
Excellent.
Telling his mum.
$400, mum. Yeah. Nailed it.
$400 for you and $400 for Barney at public school, which is great. Good on you, buddy.
Thank you.
No great worries. Work,
good
guys.
On you, dude.
The Block. The Block is going off. The Block is Sunday night at 7 p.m. on your Channel 9. Now, they're doing up an old, as they say, scene of murders.
Yeah, it was a halfway house. a house of disrepute, some say. But, yeah, it housed drug dealers, drug addicts, criminals, yep. People coming out of jail,
oh, hang on a second.
Refugees.
Are you talking about... Oh, I thought you were talking about Channel 9. No, sorry, this is...
it's a well-known place in the suburb in Melbourne where it's in. Like, everyone knows of
absolutely.
The Gatti. Yeah.
It's notorious, you would say.
You would.
But from the Shire, we are joined in the studio by contestants Hayden and Sarah. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Already been big. Already had some big times. You've already been labelled as the show's villains.
Yeah, villains.
Oh, no.
Which I find hard to believe because Hayden looks like he could fall asleep at any time. He's so lovely. And Sarah, I think you've dared to have an opinion, so that's why you're a fiery yeah. person. How do you feel about being portrayed as the villains already?
Oh, do you know what? I'm Italian. I'm not a villain. I'm just Italian.
Good girl. Really? No, you've got an opinion and you speak up when yes. things aren't right. I identify with you very
yes.
much so.
Yes.
Okay, so can we hear a little bit of you guys? Because your dynamic, your interpersonal dynamic is somewhat interesting. This is you guys having a chat about some shopping that you had to do.
Does that come in black or you can only get it in brown? What's that colour? That's sorry, can I just ask this one here, is that one?
Yep. Shopping with Hayden is always quite stressful. He takes a very long time to make decisions. Can you go, please?
Relax, man. We're trying to finish this quickly. Stop, please. Go.
Yeah. Are you going back to the site now?
Did
I can do
stay?
The rest.
What,
I can
what
do
else
the rest.
Is on our list?
Oh my god.
Oh, dear.
I am never going to be doing shopping with Hayden.
Right. Sarah, just feel like you were in on a shopping trip with my husband Scott and I. You and Scott Hayden could go off and have a surf and just be slow for the rest of your lives if you like.
I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. Hayden, from your perspective, why does she have to be like that? Like, why can't she just let you, you know, yep. choose?
Yep. Just some options would be good, Sarah.
Yeah.
Look at him, poor Hayden. Even now he's scared to talk. Now I want to ask you guys, you didn't pick the apartment with the
I
safe
know.
In it.
What's going on?
What happened?
Mind blowing.
Why?
You didn't take the penthouse. What's wrong with you guys?
No, nothing's wrong with us. In fact, it's actually quite strategic.
Oh,
we
yes.
Knew that the penthouses would go for a lot more.
The reserves would be higher.
Yeah.
So you'd
come
make
up
less.
Yeah. Yep. And there's a smaller buyer pool
yeah.
with the penthouse.
Yeah, but they're rich. It's Dave Hughes and his friends.
Like, yeah, but is there a Bayview?
No. I mean, I think they had to zoom like 20 on that shot. I was like, is that
view.
Even a Bayview?
She fired up. They're like, oh, the Bayview penthouse. You're like, there's no bloody Bayview.
Yeah. No, love, there's no Bayview.
Right, okay. Hey, Virginia.
When you were tearing into the joint, like Scotty Cam came in and told us, obviously the torrid history of the joint. Like, what did you find? He said like there was a lot of like meth contamination in the walls. Was that like a sketchy thing to be a part of? Was it?
Yeah, it wasn't
dangerous?
Looking too good when we got there. It was pretty dire, that's for sure.
Mm.
I mean, the past of the Gatwick's not great.
Can you feel the vibes in the house? Does it feel sad?
It was sad when we first went in. I'm originally from Melbourne, and I went to like I used to hang out in St Kilda, and it was amazing 10 years ago. And then I come back 10 years later, and it was actually quite sad.
Mm. It's a little bit like what's happened with parts of Oxford Street, where is the, maybe a way to sort of give it a Sydney context is that you know there are parts of Oxford Street that are still thriving, and then there are other parts which are for lease,
yeah.
And the Gatwick, this doing up of the Gatwick is probably going to reinvigorate that part of St Kilda. That we are also seeing in some parts of Sydney as well, where people are taking over in Bondi Road. Justin Hems has got that another place, that other big hotel. It's that sort of regeneration of it to get the vibe of the area going again.
100%.
And so you're from the Shire, Hayden?
Yeah, originally from Cronulla area.
Oh, northeast?
Yeah, and back in the day, geez.
Yeah, man.
What was your night?
Oh, I reckon Sunday nights were good.
I thought you look like a Sunday night.
Oh, my God. Is your marriage going to survive
Hayden,
the block,
Hayden,
you guys? Hayden, you want to answer that?
Oh, God, you know, so up and down with Sarah being Italian, we know that.
Being,
very feisty.
Is Italian code word for something I'm
feel
missing?
It, yeah.
Because I'm Italian. Yeah. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
No, look, I've just got an opinion, so...
No, that's okay. You're allowed to do that. That's fine,
Dolph. I'm just not, that's all.
You just chilled out.
I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
No, why would you?
I know. Come on now, Dolph.
I do love you, babe.
That's I want nice. Everyone to know, even off air, like, you can't see them. She's pointing at him when to talk. Okay, go.
You may speak now.
So who's your biggest comp? Who's your biggest comp, do you reckon?
I think our biggest competition would be Kerry and Spence.
Okay.
Because there's two different buyers that that people are appealing for in the Gatwick. You've got people for the penthouse and you've got people for the old style.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's definitely Kerry and Spence.
All right.
The show, it's going really, really well. Hey, Sunday night, 7 o'clock on Channel 9. Hayden and Sarah from The Block, thanks for your time. This is a segment that is continuing. It is Truth Bombs.
For now,
yes. And it started because people would keep me on, no, very kindly, would write in and ask questions of us and various, so, you know, and we would not answer them. And then now they've ended up on air. So, yes, Grant Denyer, you are going into the truth booth after the opener.
Tick, 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 tick. M. Grant and Ed's Truth Bombs.
We're in the segment. Now, please lower the truth booth over GD.
I'm going in.
I just want to know Ed Cavalier's avoided it again.
Oh, who was in here last? It stinks.
It's not me.
Me. I dropped a nice trumpet fart for you. Timmy trumpet fart.
Timmy trumpet fart was in here not long ago.
Yeah. Just to
Dutch
booth it.
Dutch booth. Woof.
So, okay, I'm a little nervous.
You're
what
in you there. Well, not what I've got. It's what Mel from Rouse Hill has got. Of course, if you say no to Mel, you can go to the next question. But I probably wouldn't do that today. I've had a bit of a whisper about that. So we go to Mel. Mel, Grant Denyer's in the truth booth. What would you like to know?
Good morning, guys. My question for Grant is, you know, you love your cars and racing them. But, you know, you've had so many serious injuries and, let's face it, near-death experiences. My question is, with a gorgeous family, young kids, why would you continue to race and put yourself in danger?
Good question, Mel.
It's a good one.
Jeez, she's throwing the kids in there on me.
Mm-hmm.
Straight away, Mel's got a... Well, actually, if he answers it, you're going to get the $100 Visa gift card, Mel. What are you going to
awesome.
Do?
Awesome.
I will answer this question.
Ooh, good, thank you.
It's something that I get asked a little bit, and it's an uncomfortable question for me because, look, I've had two accidents. One of them, I was mucking around in a monster truck and broke my back.
Jesus.
Shattered my L1 into 11 pieces and took 4 or 5 months to recover. Which was hell. And then many years later, which was last year, I had an accident where I hit a tree head on at 160 kilometers an hour in a tarmac rally. And that was about as close to a near death experience as you'd ever want to get. So I was very lucky to get out of that. I had some injuries and unfortunately my co-driver also, broke his back. So the question is, why do I do it? Look, I've had probably about 500 races in my life. I've won multiple championships and I've been doing it since I was 14 years of age. So it means a lot to me. It makes me happy. It's good for my soul. I think the only problem with two accidents in 500 would probably be both of them were done with video footage. Right. So
and it only takes one accident. It doesn't matter how many safe races you have. If you have a really unsafe one that, you know, everything else.
Like, look at Ayrton Senna. He's had, he would have had double the amount of races that you've had in your life.
Don't you feel a little bit selfish because those girls love you and depend on you?
They do. What I've done now is I've changed the kind of motor racing that I do, which is kind of like a risk mitigation. So I no longer sort of do tarmac rallying, which is on roads that have trees right beside the road. I now do it on circuits, and circuits are very safe. So nobody's really been killed on a circuit, you know, for a very long time. They're much more controlled environments. So you're not going to get those kind of outcomes at circuit racing. Hard part is it just makes me happy. You know, I'm good at it. You know, I won a race last weekend, for instance.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, kinda, I'd win a race too if I was in a category for short-haired girls whose name were Amelia. Like, your category's a niche, mate.
But it's like asking you to stop singing.
No, it's not.
But I'm not putting my family's life at risk when I sing every time. I mean, the livelihood of my family when I sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
I'm just needling you for fun.
Are you thinking about, have you thought about Fortnite? Maybe take up
yes.
Fortnite.
Yes. Or what's the car racing equivalent of Fortnite?
It used to be Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo. Why not go into Gran Turismo? There you go.
Yeah. What about esports, buddy?
Esports could be my future. I've done some little simulator stuff. Look, it's... I do it for fun now. I used to do it semi-professionally when I was driving Viet supercars. It's something that weighs very heavily on my mind, and I don't know the answer, to be honest, but I'm doing it at the moment.
Oh, you're just selfish. That's the answer, and I accept that. And
Mel, thank you for your question.
Thank you, no worries.
We appreciate that.
Grant, which is the one you lost to height in again? You know, obsessed
with monster truck.
The monster truck crash.
How much height did you lose?
1.5 centimetres.
I mean, if you're not sure if there's a God or not.
Isn't that the cruelest thing you've ever heard?
It's just ironic.
Bit of fun, though.
Yeah. I had none to give away in the first place.
That's why it's funny.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
It is now time to go and talk to Barnaby Joyce. He's got a new book out. We heard about his thoughts on the drought earlier and about our Grant asking him why farmers can't access the $12,000 easily. Time now to talk about all the other stuff, the personal stuff. And Grant and I caught up with him after the show yesterday, and I started by playing him a grab of something that he said in Canberra about privacy, which quite frankly made it very weird that he was now doing a book tour. Anyway, here's what he had to say. This is the grab that I have to play you because I'm finding this a little bit hard to kind of match up in my head. So when the thing came out with you and your new partner and your new baby, which is Sebastian, who's born now, this was one of the things that you were said that was annoying you about the attention it was receiving in the mainstream media.
What I want to do is make sure that private matters remain private.
But now you're doing a book tour.
There's two parts to that. Obviously, overwhelmingly, if you open up the book, it's not about my personal life. It's about people in regional areas. The publisher rightly said, if you don't actually mention it at all, they're going to say it's a whitewash. They're going to say that you brushed over it and say you've got to put something about it in there. And I suppose the only thing I can think is if that makes you buy the book and read about what is really important, then that's the price you pay. And the second thing I'd say is I'm a politician. I am a public figure and I have to take what's bowled up to me. But other people around me are not. And they are not public figures. And you've got to respect that a bit. And I believe you, me, my first draft, it wasn't
it
in there.
It didn't have it in there.
It didn't have it in there. And, of course, the publishers come back and say, mate, every discussion you have, they're going to say that was a whitewash and you've left out something that's bleedingly obviously should have been spoken about.
Yeah. So do you think the media are out for blood? Do you feel like that you've been a victim of that as
no,
well?
No, I don't. No, I'm never the victim. I'm a politician. Right? I'm not the victim, but I have to have a sense of empathy.
So what would have been a fair treatment if you had the perfect world with the media, would have been a fair treatment?
Go after me, but just be a little bit conscious about Vicky and certainly Sebastian, who is not a public figure.
But no one's gone after Sebastian. No one's gone after Sebastian.
Well, they want the photo of the pregnant lady. That's the money shot.
Yeah, it is. But Barnaby, there's no way around it. That it is.
Yeah, okay.
You've had an affair with someone in your office and that person is pregnant. You know what you're known as is a really good retail politician.
Yeah.
Because you have a way of connecting with people.
Yep.
You're someone who has always come across as when you speak, it felt different to other politicians.
Yep.
You know, the guy who's the Prime Minister at the moment, Malcolm Turnbull, safe to say that you guys aren't the best of friends.
We work on a professional basis.
Right.
Not a fan of the bonk ban, I understand.
I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, how are you going to enforce that? We're going to sneak around, follow people around at night? How's that work?
Well, is probably that way, I would imagine. So getting back to what we were talking about before is hearing a politician say, why are you going after ... That's a lot of what federal politics seems to be these days, going after each other.
Well, that's the whole point of the book, is it's overwhelmingly written about policy to help people get ahead.
So let's go back. What would you
do differently?
You know I have to ask that. You know
Yeah, I get that question all the time, but you can't live in a there's no town called retrospective. Do what you can do right now, because if you could have your time again, well, there's a whole heap of exams at school, which I actually now know the answers to, and I would be a doctor and living in Bellevue Hill.
We're not talking about going back to your exams, and I'd love if you were Malcolm's neighbour in Potts Point. That'd be fun, Point Piper. Any chance of that?
No, I don't think he'd be too keen on that idea.
So,
but the barbecues would be too rowdy.
The barbecues would be way too rowdy.
All right, Barnaby. Look, man, it is such a funny one. We took the pulse of just the people around the office and everyone here. How do you feel about Barnaby now? And there's a bit of a split. Some people are just like, you know what, let's move on. Who cares? Look, yep. it's dealt with, you know, with whatever it was. Yep. And then still other, you know, and then other folks were just like, what he kind of played out in the media and the sort of double standard of, you know, what the family values stuff in the election yeah. and then this, which I know you've dealt with, that's going to be your cross to bear forever. You know that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. But you know,
is there too much damage to survive, do you think, Barnaby?
No, of course not. Otherwise, you'd get out. I can understand someone saying, because if you drive at 120 kilometres an hour and get caught by the police, doesn't mean becoming an advocate for people speeding. You know, you acknowledge where you got things wrong and fix it up.
How's it going with, you know, how is the whole family now?
Yeah, well, you continue to work on it, don't you? I mean, that's, remember, half the people out there, around about half, their marriages break down, and not one of them wants a gold star for it. Not one of them walked up the aisle thinking that that's how it was going to end. But every one of them wants to, I imagine, wants to try to do the very best to make things work out for all involved.
We live and learn, Mr. Joyce. We live and learn. The book is called Weatherboard and Iron, Politics, the Bush and Me by Barnaby Joyce. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, you're welcome. Barnaby.
And there he is. That is Barnaby Joyce. You can hear our full interview available on our podcast today.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Well, of course, the biggest news story of the day anywhere is that the R&B Live yes. Friday's announcement has been made. The lineup has been revealed. We still have one huge artist, though.
That's true.
So we've found out that Usher is headlining. Mm-hmm. We've got Salt-N-Pepa. We've got Eve. We've got Naughty by Nature. We've got Ginuwine, T-Pain, Estelle. It's huge.
Massive.
And look, obviously, we've broken the internet. People are losing their minds. There's a pre-sale. Got to go and register for that if you want to get in early. Correct. So we're very excited. I'm only excited about this guy. I can't figure it out why I'm so. I've always wanted to see those abs.
I know, he's
live.
Amazing. Usher's amazing. Spinderella from Salt and Pepper is going to join us at 8:30 today as
she
well.
She is too. Spinderella cut it up one time. Macaulay Culkin had revealed that he turned down The Big Bang Theory 3 times.
Which role?
Well, they didn't tell him the role. You're going to hear him say it. Now, I don't know if he regrets that because they've just signed a deal that each of them will now officially make more than the Friends cast made per episode. Yeah. Wow. So I don't know if he regrets it, but here is Macaulay Culkin talking about turning down The Big Bang Theory.
They pursued me for The Big Bang Theory. And I said, like, no. I said, like, no. Nah, because it was kind of like the way the pitch was kind of just like, all right, these two, like, astrophysicist nerds. And then a pretty girl lives with them, yoinks, like, you know, and like that was that was the pitch. And it was like, and they're like, oh, we're gonna get some real like physicists to like, you know, do the math. And I said, like, yeah, no, I said, I'm cool, like, thanks. Yeah. And then they came back at me again, and I said, no, like, I'm like, again, flattered, but like, no. And then like, then they came back at me again, and then like, even my manager was like twisting my arm.
So he kept saying no. Jesus. And he did go on to say, I don't regret it, even though I would have hundreds of millions of dollars now, but I'd be bashing my head against the wall.
Wow.
You'd still have
always, exactly. Be a nice wall.
It would be nice. Be a solid gold wall, Doc. Yeah. Now, Justin Bieber has been spotted riding his bike and crying, and Paps approached him and said, you know, what's wrong, Bieber? And he showed that he was reading a book called The Meaning of Marriage. Because obviously he's engaged now to Hailey Baldwin. Yeah. And have a listen. This is him talking about why he was crying to a pap.
What is that? Timothy Keller?
You got good days and you got bad days. Yeah. It's not real if it doesn't have any bad days.
Yeah, so he must be having some
he's had a fight with his.
With his
and
Hailey
gone
Baldwin.
To a book.
Gone to a book. That's nice.
That's pretty good.
You know, and riding a bike on a book's no easy feat.
Oh, hang on. So he was reading, he was reading while riding. Oh.
Yeah. That's okay. Good
for those are two things I didn't know he could do.
That's it. Today FM's secret
sound. What's that sound? What's that sound? Whoa, 15 minutes past 8. It is time for the secret sound. $64,000 up for grabs. Let's hear it.
Ooh. We should point out that Denya's gone off to do Sunrise. Yeah,
but not permanently.
No. Oh, yeah, that sounded...
That would have been funny.
He would never go back there anyway.
I don't think
he
so.
He told me I'm not allowed to say anything mean about Koshy while he's on
I'm on the TV.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be nice because Grant's on Sunrise, so good luck to him. Cherie from Windsor.
Hi, how you going?
How you doing?
That would be fantastic.
What would you do with the 64 large?
Oh, go on a nice big family trip around Europe with my husband and our two kids.
That's cute.
Okay.
All right. Now, have you had a look at all the incorrect guesses at todayfm.com.au?
Yes, I've been keeping track pretty closely.
All right. Here is the sound. For $64,000, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
It is a turnstile.
Okay, the adjudicators are looking at each other, and now they're looking at me, and now they're looking at each other again. Turnstile, more information they're asking for.
There's an exclamation mark on that answer.
tell me about which type of turnstile. There are many different types of turnstile.
A metal turnstile? One, like, going through one, like when they click over when you're at the train, or when they used to be at the train stations?
Can we hear it one more time? You believe that to be a metal turnstile?
Oh, God. Plastic? I don't know.
Did you just say a plastic turnstile? Sheree,
I don't know if there's a plastic one.
Sheree, what do you reckon the answer is, mate?
Would you like
a turnstile?
Okay, would you like to change your guess to clutching at straws?
Yeah.
Because
now, what do you think our adjudicators have said, Dole? Why don't you answer it? What do you reckon they've said?
God, please tell me they said yes.
Oh, get real, Sheree.
Sheree, it's a no, Sheree.
It's a no, buddy.
Sheree, it's a no today.
You knew it was a no when you said it.
But you've added to the collective knowledge, and I like you. Nice, Sheree. Hey, I'm going to give you $50 to spend at Char Grill Charlie's, the delicious chicken restaurant, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you.
I love you, Sheree. Good on you, mate. Plastic turnstile.
Yeah, nah. 18 minutes past 7. MC's got your next chance to play the $64,000 secret sound after 9 o'clock. Guys, you guys are going to have a lovely time together over the weekend.
We sure are. Does your brain say Spinderella coated up one time?
Every time.
We do have a huge weekend. Grant Denyer, the Black Tie and Boots Bowl is happening tomorrow night.
Just want to say thank you, you guys. You know that when we started talking about this, no one in the country, no media anywhere was talking about the drought whatsoever. And we'd suffered through 18 months of it. And we were kicking that can around a little bit when we were talking about how hard the farmers were doing it. And they were getting no help, and they're starving themselves, let alone not cooking food for us. And it's so good to see the groundswell of support, not just for our little ball that's happening this weekend, which I'm so thankful that you're coming up for, Em. I really can't thank you enough.
We're pumped. Scotty and I are heading to Bathurst, the Savo. It's going to be awesome. I've got my frock. I've got my boots.
So exciting. Out a number or two.
I will be cranking out a number or 10. I'm meeting Scout Denyer for the first time. And I'm on the up and up.
Good, man. It's really good. Really proud. Like, obviously, my wife's put a lot of effort in. She's been doing about 50-odd deliveries to farmers just in the last 3 or 4 days alone who just have no food in their pantries, in their fridges. They're living on 2-minute noodles. The amount of farmers that tell us they're surviving on 2-minute noodles, these are farmers with kids, is really, really horrifically sad. So, thanks for allowing us to talk about it last couple of days. I know it's not an easy solution to fix. It's a very complex one, but we can't forget fellow Australians.
Well, you single-handedly brought it to the forefront, I'm going to say. Like, if it wasn't for you, I don't think there would have been the media coverage.
No, you started it.
Yeah, you really did.
It was really weird. It kicked off with just a single post from home because I thought, gee, it looks bad out here, and I knew it was, and I just took a photo and then contrasted it, one from 2016, and it spread. It went viral, and it started the talk, and then the government support has come on board. But we just, you know, it's terrifying to watch regional Australia on the brink of a massive collapse.
So, at ruralaid.org.au, of course, you go and donate. Buy a bale. We've all gone and bought bales. It's very, very simple to do.
Thank you, Ed. I saw you do that. You're a very honourable man. I appreciate it.
So, but Grant Denyer, we would like to, on behalf of the show, and to say thank you for all of your good work. The show would like Today FM would like to kick in an extra $5,000, mate, if you have it.
To go to Rural Aid.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
We put the hat around and demanded Jace give us money, and he did.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's amazing. That is incredible. You know, $5,000 is going to go such a long way. You know what? We obviously want to put a councillor on the ground in our particular region, and this is something that we can transfer to other areas as well. A councillor who can go and see these farmers, because we know that farmer suicide is on a staggering and unfortunate and tragic increase. We just want to make sure that the mental well-being of other Australians in remote parts of Australia are looked after. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good on you, Denyer.
Rural Aid, www.foodbank.org.au. Whatever you can do to help out the people who put food on our tables is absolutely worth doing. Today FM.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Announced. Obviously, you guys have got the Black Tie and Boots Ball, which is fantastic.
Yes, very exciting tomorrow night.
Massive. The pink tickets. We know that those gigs have been rescheduled, which is great. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing our truth bombs. Hang on, so there's a caller coming through. Hello, caller. What would you like to say?
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman that would like to play your Truth Bomb segment. Truth Bomb number one, Family Feud was the best show since Yasmin's Getting Married. Number two, making love to Barnaby Joyce is like having sex with a pickled radish. Trust me. Number three, the secret sound is probably the sound of the hosts of Pointless realizing that their swipe cards no longer work at Channel 10. Hashtag disaster. I'd also like to play Celeb Link for Pink. I'm willing to give you one of my personal celebrity memorabilia for some tickets to go and see The Pink. I have the first ever syringe used to Botox Richard Wilkins' forehead. That's from 1926. Also, my Yogalades teacher lives in the cave next to Altian Childs. And finally, I have the baby oil and white gloves they used to polish Koshi's head. Both of them. I also have 255 long lens photographs of Grant Denyer sleeping. He looks like an angel in his Ninja Turtle pajamas with his hands down the front. I tried to sell them to New Idea, but they said the things I had scratched onto them with my teeth were unfit for print. Speaking of disgusting perverts, I was accidentally listening to your awful program the other day, and I heard Grant Denyer say this about his wife.
I'm a sleep shagger. Whilst in the act, I was talking, and I said, "Hey, doll, how about you put a bucket on your head?"
When I heard that, I was so happy I fell off Scott Cam. Grant, I knew you were sick, but that really takes the cake. A bucket on the head? We can do better than that. I have so many large metallic devices I'm ready to introduce you to. I'm going to turn you into my very own MasterChef mystery box. In fact, that was my nickname back in the 80s. The mystery box.
So what have we learnt this morning? That Today FM and Frontier Touring present R&B Fridays Live 2018, Saturday, November 17, Spotless Stadium. Tickets are on sale 1 p.m. Monday, August 20 from Ticketmaster. Of course, we're going to have a stack of free ones to give you as well. And one of the acts that has been announced is Salt and Pepper. And we are lucky enough to be joined on the line right now by Spinderella from Salt and Pepper. Hello, Spinderella.
Hey, what's up?
What is up?
Is that what your mum calls you? I felt weird saying it, like addressing you as a mate, but your mum doesn't call you Spinderella, does she?
No, but I do agree. It is a cool name. No, mum does not call me that.
Is it because it started from your DJing roots in New York when you were a teenager? Is that where you got it?
Yeah, the name was, when I joined Salt and Pepper, it was given to me. I didn't, you know, coming to the group with the name. It was already established from Herbie, our producer. He came up with the idea of doing like a female version of Run DMC and Jam Master Jay.
Called
me Cinderella. That's how the name came about.
So it started, so what are we talking, 1987. Did you ever think you'd be doing interviews and massive stadium tours in 2018 when you joined in 1987?
Definitely not. I didn't know what I was embarking on. I just thought I was going out and going on a tour. It almost didn't happen. My parents were like, nope, she's in school. She can't. And
she's
I was in high school at the time. No, they were like, nope, you are not going anywhere.
You're coming from...
Yeah, it is crazy. Like, mm-hmm.
We're very excited about R&B Fridays Live, which is why you're coming. Are you prepared for everyone to be spitting mm-hmm. the lyrics back at you? Because something about Salt and Pepper lyrics, I was a teenager in the 90s and I knew everything. I couldn't remember maths or spelling, but I could rip out Let's Talk About Sex and What a Man with my eyes closed. Like, that must be a thing at your concerts where everyone just knows every single word.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to watch the crowd sing. Like, you can actually take the mic away from our mouth and put it out. and let them sing the lyrics.
Yeah, take a break. Take a break.
That in the cell. Yeah.
I used to watch a lot of your film clips, and I had quite a few embarrassing moments where my mum would burst into the lounge room and I was shadowing all your dance moves. I mean, they were saucy and sultry moves. But do you look back, you got a daughter now who's like, yeah, what, 26 years of age. You ever sit down much with her and put the VHS on and go, there, yeah, check out mum.
Look at mum.
Yeah, like, the old videos are, I mean, the thing about today is we don't see them as much as we did, you know, back then. Yeah. You know, to be able, when I'm watching them, for some reason, if it happens to run, I'm bugging out off of it. So, yeah, it's really interesting to watch the stuff that we used to do, like the choreography and just how fun the videos were.
Fun is the right, fun is a great word for it, and it is going to be so much fun. Okay, Salt and Pepper, what a huge get. Well, here we go. R&B Live, Friday's live, Saturday, 17th of November, Spotless Stadium. Tickets are available at ticketmaster.com.au. Salt and Pepper is going to be there. Spinderella is going to be there. Spinderella, thanks for chatting to us today. We can't wait to see you live.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it, and I see all you guys out there. Sydney, come through.
You'll see me.
See ya.
Today FM Breakfast, weekdays from 6, 104.1 Today FM.